But did you realize that classical music has succeeded over centuries in building buildings for the sole purpose of their music? And they're still building them, and the plans to build even more are intact. Think of La Scala in Milano. Think of the Met in New York, or Covent Garden in London, or the Musikverein in Vienna. How about the Beijing National Center for the Performing Arts that opened because of the Olympics? Or the Elbphilharmonie in Hamburg that is opening this January 17, and the newly announced planned opera house, concert house, excuse me, in Munich, opening sometime in 2019. No other music genre has this profound quality. I'm very privileged to sing in these halls. And if you just think with me just quickly, about 30, 35 years I've been doing this, about 100 to 110 performances a season, on an average of 2,000 people. If you run the math on that in economic terms, it makes me in public performances something like a 7 million customer contacts in the real world. And these customers of classical music are highly emotionalized. Perhaps I can offer you some more facts. In China, today, 50 million Chinese are learning to play the piano or the violin, even as we sit here in Berlin. In Japan alone, every December, there are 1,000 performances of the Beethoven Ninth Symphony in December, every year, played. Closer to home here in Germany, there are 131 orchestras in this country alone. The number of children learning to play instruments for classical music is increasing every year. And with 12 million ticket sales per season, classical music sells more tickets than the Bundesliga, the Fußball Bundesliga, and so on and so on. Classical music, even beyond economic numbers, builds bridges of languages, of religions, and of economy and income. All this is perfectly described by Chris Anderson in his legendary business book, The Long Tail, which is an absolute guide to classical music in the digital world. But what about our digital reality? No digital service helps me make use of this unbelievable potential. Technology-driven platforms don't understand classical music. And in classical music, only a very few really understand the potential of the digital economy. In the digital world, the classical community has been struggling to find a platform that not only informs our listeners of the difference between a composer, the work, or the performer itself, but in fact create the closest possible network between performers and their public. iDAGIO is that platform. The founders have created a platform that is really, honestly meaningful. It is meaningful to me, the artist, because it gives the power to my colleagues and me to bind us directly with the public we inspire. Meaningful for users, because as a platform, it gives the user interface that is created by classical musicians, which ensures easy access to classical music through streaming, performance calendars, and community features. And it's not just me who believes in iDAGIO. iDAGIO has started to partner with a number of the world's most distinguished orchestras, the Vienna Philharmonic, which, by the way, is about 100 plus million contacts per season, per year. The world's most recorded orchestra, the London-based Philharmonia Orchestra, the Israel Philharmonic, the Cleveland Orchestra, the Symphonieorchester des Bayerischen Rundfunks, and many, many, many more. And this startup is not from Silicon Valley. It is from here, next door, around the corner, in Berlin, which in itself is both a startup and a classical capital. Three opera houses and eight professional orchestras. I can only say, look at iDAGIO and join us in seizing what is truly a unique opportunity to move classical music forward in the digital economy. It is good for your karma, because your returns may not just be financial. They will certainly be cultural and social. And besides that, the fun of it is, it's highly disruptive, and there's no lawsuits. Thank you for your attention. Thank you, the very few of you that remained. Have a wonderful evening.